Hey guys, thanks so much for joining us here at Sandals Church, because here we are all about this vision of being real. So that means no matter where you're watching from, you're part of this, and it just means being real with ourselves, being real with God, and being real with others. And one of the best ways to live out that vision is by joining a group. So if you're not a part of a group, or if you want to start a group, go to move.se/groups if you want to see this vision of being real taken to a whole other level. But thanks so much for joining us today, and man, let's have a great service.
We're more free than ever to pursue our desires and create the life we've always dreamed of. But life is still full of hard choices. Were we ever supposed to figure this all out for ourselves?
What do you really want?
Live your truth.
Chase your dreams.
Is this okay?
Follow your heart.
Follow your heart.
What do you really want?
Live your truth.
Do this for you.
Chase your dreams.
Chase your dreams.
Do this for you.
Do this for you.
Isn't it your turn to be happy?
Live your truth.
Isn't it your
Follow
turn to
your
be
heart.
Happy?
Isn't it your turn to
okay?
be happy?
Now what?
What do you really
Now
want?
What?
Does it even matter?
Does it even matter?
What will we choose?
Welcome, Sandals Church, man. It's good to be back. Tammy and I were in New York City last week, and my wife loves me. She took me to a Knicks game, not because they're any good, but because Madison Square Garden is good. And so we went there, and we got good seats, and we were making our way. And I don't know if you've been in New York, but the guys are big and usually drunk. And we went to the game, and this whole row of drunk guy goes, "Hey, anybody ever tell you you look like Kevin Bacon?" I looked at them all, and I said, "I am Kevin Bacon." Man, I wish I would have videoed it. It was so great. All these drunk guys were like, "Ugh." No, that's not true. I'm not Kevin Bacon, but my wife thinks he's good looking, so it works. So, right? She couldn't get Kevin Bacon, so she just filled me in. So, look, I'm glad to be here. The reality is, we all lie, don't we? A little bit, even if it's for fun. Yeah, I'm Kevin Bacon. No, you're not. I'm 6 degrees separated from Kevin Bacon, but that's it. Some of you read about that on the internet. But we all lie. And if you don't think that you're a liar, you're lying. Like, we lie. And it's not a question of do we lie, it's how much do we lie? How big are our lies? How painful are our lies to the people that we love? You see, one of the problems with our culture is that we have forsaken God and we have inherited a lying culture. We've said no to the truth and we've inherited lies. And this is one of the number one reasons you need God in your life, you need God in your family, you need God literally at your workplace, because God wants you to tell the truth. God wants you to learn to tell the truth. God expects you to tell the truth. And the reason we don't tell the truth is because we don't think lying's that big of a deal. But I want you to know it is a big deal. Do you know the number one person Americans lie to? Their doctors. We lie to our doctors. Do you smoke? Never. Do you drink? Once in college, but you know, it was a bad experience. Do you eat vegetables? Every day, every meal. I eat broccoli for breakfast. Well, it's like your cholesterol doesn't seem to know that you live this way. Like, right, we lie to our doctors. Isn't that sad? Your life depends on it, and you would rather lie to your doctor. People lie to their strengths. You want any recreational medicine? No, why? Because this pill might kill you. We lie. We'd rather die than be honest. You know, literally about 10 years ago, I was going to a therapist, and I found myself lying to my therapist. That's helpful. I want you to help me, but I'm not going to tell you the truth. Isn't that sad? It's sad, right? You know the number two person we lie to the most? Our pastors. If I had a dollar for every time somebody from Sandals lied to me, I'd be very wealthy. I mean, it's sad. I've become jaded. I just assume if you're a Christian, you're a liar. That's just how I roll. Because people lie. Because you know why people lie to me? Because they want me to like them. They want me to think they're better than they are. And they lie all the time. People lie. And so I've had employees lie to me. One time we had to let an employee go because they did something we had on video. I was like, "Did you do this?" "No." "Well, who's that on video? It doesn't look like any other staff member." "I don't know who that is." That's how some of you are going to be on Judgment Day. God's like, "You did this." You're like, "It wasn't me." You're going to lie to God. God's like, "I know it was you." I was like, "Well, you don't know everything." Yes, he does. He's God. You know who else we lie to? Our families. Did you do your homework, front side? Yeah. Does Jesus think you did all of your homework? Oh, I didn't see question two. I did question one. I didn't know there was biology. I forgot. You know, I only sit in that class every day. It's crazy, right? I lied to my wife. She's like, did you do what I asked you to do? What was that again? The one thing I asked you to do. And I'll lie. Oh, I forgot. No, you know what the truth is? There were 17 things I would rather do than the one thing you asked me to do. So I did what I thought I should do because I'm the leader. Right? We lie. We lie. I don't say that because I want to stay married. I'm like, oh, I forgot. I forgot. I don't know what happened. You know this? You lie to your friends. Ladies, you know how guys are lying to each other when they're with their friends? If their mouths are moving. How big was that fish? I don't think it was a fish. I think it was a shark. I think it's the thing that swallowed Jonah. That's what I think it was. Right, guys? The older we get, the better we were. Amen? I would have gone pro if I would ever played football. Guys lie. They don't care about the truth. We're just talking. It's sad. It's really, really sad. We lie to our friends. Ladies, well, I won't go out with him if you like him. Liar. 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 That small pinch in your back, that's her teeth. All right. Yeah, it's true. You lie. You lie. The most important thing to me is our friendship. And then you're not invited to the wedding. Okay. You know why we lie? This is why we lie, honestly. We don't think it's that bad. We don't. We just don't think it's that bad. So we tell little white lies. You know, we tell half-truths. Sometimes we just tell a blatant lie. We just do. So I want to talk to you about how God views lying. Now, if you're new to Christianity or you don't know Jesus, this is going to feel like an overreach, an overreaction. You're going to feel like, oh, God's angry. Look, God's not angry at you. He's angry at sin, and lying is sin. And the reason that you and I lie is because we don't understand lying the way God understands lying. So let's pick up in the book of Acts, chapter 4. This is the story of the church. This, just so you know, this is how the church was supposed to be. We're supposed to be a group of people called together to tell the truth. But turns out, it's just as hard for Christians to tell the truth as it is for non-Christians to tell the truth. So Barnabas sold a field he owned, and he brought the money to the apostles. Some of you are new to church, and you think, I want your money. No, I don't. I want you. And when God has you, you'll give your money. That's the way it works. We don't send you a bill at Sandals Church. When the offering plate goes by, I don't go like this. I don't start playing like, you know, animal adoption music. I don't do that. Somewhere a kitty cat just died. You know, we don't do that. We don't do that. This is why. This is how the church works. So Sandals has 9 locations. Every single one of those we've paid for with the money people have voluntarily given at our church. That's just the way we do it at Sandals. Look, if someone demands your money, that's not God. God wants people to give it because they want to. So that's the way it works. But there was a certain man named Ananias. He wants to get in on the giving. Like, everybody's generous. You know, it's momentum offering. Everybody's going forward. He wants to make a big deal. Barnabas had some land, sold it, gave all the money to the church. There's this guy, Ananias, who with his wife, circle that women, you can get caught up in lies with your husband and go to jail with him, except you get a new cellmate. You exchange your soulmate for your cellmate when you do this. With his wife, Sapphira, they sold some property. He brought part of the money to the apostles, nothing wrong. Nothing wrong with that. Claiming it was the what? The full amount. There's the problem. Then Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart? You see, he and his wife plotted this. They planned this. The text says, with his wife's consent, they did this. He said, you lied to the Holy Spirit. You kept some of your money for yourself. The property was yours to sell or not sell. You get to do with your money what you like. As you wished. After selling it, it was also your money to give or not give. How could you do a thing like this? You weren't lying to us, but to God. As soon as Ananias heard these words, he fell at the floor and died. Everyone who heard about it was terrified. Then some young men got up, wrapped him in a sheet, took him out and buried him. They didn't have a funeral. Do you know why? When God kills you, it's your time. I'm not God. He killed you. That's not on me. About 3 hours later, his wife came in, not knowing what happened. Peter asked her, "Was this the price you and your husband received for the land?" "Yes," she replied, "that was the price." And Peter said, "How could the two of you even think of conspiring to test the Spirit of the Lord like this? The young men who buried your husband are just outside the door, and they're going to carry you out too." Instantly, she fell to the floor and died. And when the young men came in and saw that she was dead, they carried her out and buried her beside her husband. Listen to what it says. Great fear gripped the entire church and everyone else who heard what happened. It didn't just scare people in the church. It scared people that don't go to church. "I'm not going to go to Sandals." Why? People die. People die. I don't know what happened. Fred and Susie, they were fine. They went to church, died. When? During the offering. So that's all I want to preach about today. Ushers, prepare for the offering. We're gonna give right now and just see if anybody drops dead. I'm kidding. We're not talking about giving today. We're talking about lying. God hates lying because he knows what lying does. Write this down. Lying is my attempt to cover up what is real. Here's what God wants in your life: to uncover what's real. You try to cover up, God wants you to confess up. That's what happens. That's what's wrong with our society. Everybody's playing pretend. Everybody's lying to each other. Now, I kid you not, I've lived in the same house for the last 10 years. To my knowledge, I've never had a conflict with my neighbor. They might have been mad with me, but they didn't tell me. I'm preaching this message. I'm in New York City. I get a phone call from my neighbor, and he's mad. He's mad because we built a fence, and we attached it to his fence, and I didn't talk to him. I didn't talk to him. He's mad. And you know what? He's right. I should have talked to him. I just completely forgot about it. And so I had an opportunity in this moment to lie to him and be like, "Oh, it's the contractor's fault," or "I told him not to do that," you know, or whatever else, all the things we want to come up to cover up the truth. And I just said, "You know what? That's my fault. I should have talked to you. I'll fix it as soon as I get home." Why do I do that? Exodus 20:16. "You must not testify falsely against your neighbor." You're like, "But I don't like my neighbor." God doesn't care. God wants you to be honest, even with people you don't like. "You must not testify falsely against your neighbor." This is a commandment. I just want you to look at our society. When you go to jail, not jail, when you go to court, before you go to jail, this is what they do. They have you put your hand on the Bible and you say these words. "Do you swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God?" And people put their hand on the Bible and lie through their teeth. Think about all the money that it costs us because people lie. Think about what happens to relationships and marriages when husbands lie to their wives, when wives lie to their husbands, when children lie to their parents and parents lie to their children. Think about it when best friends lie to each other. Think what happens when your boss says, "Yeah, I'll give you a raise," and he doesn't. Think of all the damage that is done simply because people won't tell the truth. And you know why we won't tell the truth? Because we don't think we need God. Turns out we do. We need somebody to say, "Thou shalt tell the truth." We need to be told this. Parents, you never have to teach your child how to lie. You don't have to say, "Now follow after me." They lie. That's what they do. If you don't believe me, try potty training. You know what potty training will teach you, parents? You're raising a liar. Ask them, "Do you need to go potty?" "No." "Well, you haven't gone potty all day." "Do you need to go potty?" "No." "Do you need to go poo-poo?" Like, we try to encourage them, right? "Do you need to go poo-poo? Daddy went poo-poo. Do you need to go poo-poo? Let's go poo-poo together." And single people, you think this will never happen, and it will. It will. You'll celebrate poo-poo. "Oh, look who went poo-poo." I was so embarrassed, guys. When we first started Sandals Church, Tammy supported me so I could start the church. She worked so I could start this church, and I was hanging out with some of my bros and watching a game. And I said this, "Hey, guys, I got to go potty." So embarrassing. But ask your two-year-old, "Do you need to go poo-poo?" And they're like, "No." "What's wrong with your face?" "I'm just concentrating." "Looks like you're bearing down on something. What's going on?" "Do you need to go poo-poo?" "No, I'm just over here playing with my car." My kids go hide behind the chair. What are you doing? Nothing. And then you smell it. Did you poo-poo? No. Well, why does it smell like poo-poo everywhere you go? And then, right, parents, you know this is true. When you check, they still lie. Well, who did that? I don't know. And the poo-poo fairy came and dropped it right in there. We think it's cute, but it's a problem. It's a problem. And then we got dumb parents. Oh, my child will never lie to me. That's why I don't do counseling. I'm like, next. You don't know your child. Of course they lie. Do you know why? Because they're human beings. Human beings lie. We lie. We do. Our kids do it. We just come out that way. I don't know what the deal is. We want to cover up what's real because we're insecure. If I tell you the truth, you're not going to love me. You're not going to like me. I don't want to be in trouble. I would rather lie to your face than face the consequences for my choice. Here's the thing about lying that you need to know. This is what God knows that you don't know. Covering up what is real invites the work of the enemy. Let me tell you something, married couples. Marriage is hard enough with God's help. It's even harder when you invite the devil to the party. It invites the work of the enemy. Then Peter said to Ananias, why have you let, circle that word, let Satan fill your heart? God's not the only one that wants an invitation into your life. So does Satan. And lying is an invitation by evil to infect your life. Jesus says this, by the way, to a bunch of religious people who had dedicated their life to studying God's word, to living perfectly before God, and were considered the most moral people of their time. This is what he says to them. For you are the children of your father, the devil. And you love to do the things he does. He was a murderer from the beginning, and he has always, underlined this, hated the truth. He hates the truth. Anybody ever wonder why it's only Christians that are hated? Look, you can worship a head of lettuce and your neighbor's like, oh, that's really cool. I've always liked lettuce. You say you're a Christian, like, oh my gosh, look, you're judging me. Ah. What is it about Christianity that makes everybody offensive or be offended? It's that it speaks the truth and people don't like the truth. He has always hated the truth. Why is it that we want to tear down the Ten Commandments from any symbol in our courts? Right? We want people to tell the truth, but they don't. So let's get rid of the sign that says we're supposed to. Do you know why? They hate the truth. Because there's no truth in him. When he lies, it's consistent with his character. Listen to me. Some of you right now, the devil's lying, and he's saying things like this. There is no God. Or if he can't get you to believe that, he'll say this. Everybody goes to heaven. Or God understands. Or God doesn't care. God wants you to be happy. He's constantly whispering lies. When he lies, it's consistent with his character, for he's a liar and the father of lies. Listen to what Jesus says. So when I tell you the truth, you just naturally don't believe me. You just naturally don't believe me. Do you know what Satan's first lie was? It's right there in front of you. He whispered to the woman, you won't die. It's just fruit. You won't die. Do you know the most dangerous lies are the ones that have a little bit of truth in them? You know, Eve wouldn't die in that moment, but because of that, she and every single human being after her dies. And do you know why that is? God never lies. A lot of people wonder, is there anything God can't do? Here's one. He cannot lie. Everything God speaks is the truth. Our world hates the truth. That's why they killed Jesus. We can't have a guy running around telling the truth, nothing but the truth. So help him, God. We got to kill him. Isn't that sad? Well, what's he guilty of? Healing people, feeding people, loving people. Yeah, he's got to die. He's got to die. And if you don't believe me, Try to help your family start telling the truth. Man, they will hate you. Most of your families, if it wasn't for rugs, they wouldn't know where to put the lies. Woo. Sweep it right under there. But let me tell you something about the truth. It cannot be hidden. The truth, listen to me. The truth comes out. The only thing you can control is how it comes out. This is what I tell our staff. We have almost 200 people that work for me. This is what I say. There's a difference between confessing and being caught. I have a lot more grace for confession. Because we all make mistakes. We all blow it. Here's why God hates lying. Because it steals from my true self. You know why you're not happy? You're not who God made you to be. You are living a lie. Some of you are working so hard to be something you're not. You're trying to pretend you're better than you really are. You know why I regularly tell you guys about my sins? Because I can never remember hearing that from church. It keeps you from being who God called you to be. I can only remember one sermon my dad preached as a kid, one sermon. And you know what? Which one it was? When he stopped the middle of his service and he said, I can't go any further until I apologize to my son. Boy, it just got real, didn't it? Listen to me, dads. Don't make excuses. Just be real with your kids. Daddy's been selfish. Daddy may look like a man, but he's still a boy. He still wants to play and not be who God called him to be. It's time for Daddy to grow up. Listen to me. You are keeping yourself from being you. Don't be anybody else. And here's why. Some of you guys don't realize how bad lying is for you. The world says follow your heart. God says follow me. Listen to what the Bible says about your heart. Jeremiah 17:9. He's called the weeping prophet. I call him a prophet in desperate need of Prozac. This is what he says. The human heart is the most deceitful of all things. You ever notice how many people in prison are innocent? You ever notice that? Do you know why so many people in prison think they're innocent? Because they've lied to themselves. They convinced themselves they didn't do it. Even though we got it on video. Wasn't me. You know how we lie to ourselves? Instead of apologizing, we say things like this. You know I would never say that. Yeah, but you did. You know I would never do, you know I would never intentionally do that. Well, how did you unintentionally do that? Like, how do you unintentionally do something? I didn't mean to punch you in the face. It's just, I don't know what happens sometimes. Just whack. You know I would never punch you in the face, even though I did. Right? We lie. We tell our kids, you know Daddy would never break a promise. I remember the first time my kids asked me, Dad, is this a promise or is this a promise? You know what that means? Daddy lies. Daddy lies. Oh yeah, I'll play with you when the game's over. Oh yeah, honey, I'll help you clean up when I'm done hanging out with the guys. Let me just have one more beer, then I'll be with you. We lie. The human heart is the most deceitful of all things. Listen to me. A lot of you don't trust people. You need to stop trusting your heart. And what does the world say? Follow your heart. Your heart's a liar. It lies. It tells you what you want to hear. Your heart is your internal lawyer that says, not guilty. The human heart is the most deceitful of all things. Listen to the explicit nature of this verse. It is desperately wicked. Who really knows how bad it is? Married people, you ever got in a fight? Not you, just me? Just my marriage? No married people are in here. Come on, we got to help these single people graduate. Any married people ever got in a fight? Raise your hand. I mean, look at single people. This is waiting for you. You ever said something you can't believe came out of your mouth? Ah! And then you try to apologize. Oh, I didn't mean that. Well, where did it come from? I don't know. Terrorists grabbed my mouth. Just, I don't know what happened. You know what happened? Your heart got a hold of your lips. Do you know what Jesus says? Out of the heart, the mouth speaks. Whew. Next time you yell at your spouse and you say terrible things, say this: thank you for letting me share my heart. I'm gonna go drown some puppies to top the day off. I'm kidding, that's bad. But I, the Lord, search the hearts and examine secret motives. I want you to write this in your notes. Psalms. If you don't know how to spell Psalms, it's nothing like you think. It's Psalms. P-S-A-L-M. Psalms. 119:29 says this: keep me from lying to myself. Lies keep me from me being me. You can never discover your potential if you're playing pretend. Fantasy will rob you of the reality God has for you. You know what lying does? I've been picking on the married people. I'm gonna talk to single people. You know what lying does? Kills relationships. We call this dating. We should call it faking. Wouldn't it be awesome, single people, if people that dated wore a t-shirt that says, I'm a shapeshifter? The second you marry me, I turn into a dragon and I will devour everything that is important to you because of my love. So Tammy and I, we were in the cab. And I don't know if you know this, but when you're in a cab in New York City, the cab driver gets to pick the radio station. You have no say. You're separated by glass. You're a prisoner in the back. It's like being in a cop car, except you pay. That's what it's like. And so the cab driver's listening to this radio program, and ladies, I love you. I will never understand you. And here's the radio program. It's women calling in to find out why they can't get a second date with the guy they met on eHarmony. Can some woman explain this to me? Why on public radio you want to have spoken over airways so millions of people can hear what's wrong with you? Like if it was me, I'd just keep it yourself. Tell your mom. I don't want to hear about it. So these women are calling in. And this one woman calls in and she says, I don't know what happened. We met on eHarmony. He was great. I was great. Everything was fantastic. We had a couple dates. We had a lot of fun. And then all of a sudden, nothing. No calls, no emails, no responses. He won't even respond to my comments on eHarmony. I just got to know what happened. And so she calls in. The DJ calls the guy. Hey, welcome to DJ. You're all dumb. We have a gal on the phone, and she wants to know why it is she can't get a second date. And the guy says, I don't think she wants me to say out loud on the radio. And the DJ is like, say it. He said, no, we met on eHarmony. I liked your profile. I thought we were an instant connection. And I really, really liked this girl so much, I decided to Google her. And the DJ said, do tell. He said, well, she used to be a teacher, and she got involved sexually with a student and got fired. And the DJ's like, no way. And they go back to her who was on the other line, and guess what you heard? Why are you calling a radio station? Single people, don't you want to know if the person you're out with is a felon? I mean, Home Depot wants to know. Right? At some point, they're going to find out. Right? What are you doing? Lying kills relationships. It just does. Well, I want him to fall in love with someone that's not me. That way, sooner or later, I can surprise him with the real me. Honey, I got good news and bad news. What's the good news? You're not going to jail. What's the bad news? I am. We'll call it a break. Okay. Genesis 12, 17. Abraham, listen to me. Some of you guys, you feel bad about yourself. You know what you need to do? Read the Bible. If you feel like you're dumb, read the Bible. They're way worse. They are way worse. Start with our founding father, Abraham. Two times, ladies, two times, he tells his wife, hey, tell everybody you're my sister. That way, if they want to have sex with you, they won't beat me up. There's a guy on eHarmony for you. You know? That's Abraham. Does it twice. Twice. And every time it kills relationships. Kills his relationship with his wife. Kills her relationship with God. Kills their relationship with each other. Kills his relationship with Pharaoh. And anybody else. It's like, Abraham, come on, buddy. Stop lying. Isn't it amazing we can see where Abraham's off, but we can't see ourselves? Next, you know what it does? It destroys trust. Let me tell you something about trust. This is what nobody tells you about trust. Do you know that trust takes a lifetime to build and a second to lose? I'm going to confess something to you that I did about a year and a half ago, and I'm not proud of it, but it's something that I did. I lied to my wife. She was away on a trip for a couple of days. And while she was away, I got Instagram. I know none of you have ever done this. And I looked at some pictures I shouldn't have looked. Here's what I didn't know. As I was scrolling through and looking at them, apparently I double tapped and liked a couple of those, which is a problem because my Instagram hashtag is Pastor Matt Brown. I didn't know. So I go to pick my wife up. We haven't seen each other, right? Distance makes the heart grow fonder. I'm hoping for a little love. Amen, guys? This is what I'm hoping for. We get home, we go into the bedroom. I'm putting the mood out, you know. She loves that. We get into bed, and it's weird. We get into bed, she goes all the way over to her side. I'm like, oh, she wants to be chased. So I go all the way over to her side. She rolls over. And so I'm like trying to touch her back, you know. Hey, what's going on? She rolls over real aggressive. She says, who's so-and-so? I said, who? She said, this girl, you liked her twice on Instagram. I said, I don't know what you're talking about. Lied right to her face. She said, you sure, Pastor? You don't know what I'm talking about? I'm like, well, I don't know. She's like, okay. So she rolls over, goes to sleep, sleeps like an angel. I'm sitting there thinking, I'm gonna be the only pastor in hell. That's what I'm thinking. Can you imagine how bad hell would be for me? Everybody's like, ah, look at that guy, look at that guy. Like, I'd probably get one demon just poking me for eternity. I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to hell. Oh, my gosh, I just lied to my wife. So all night long, right? So when your wife's asleep and you want to wake her up, but you don't want to make it seem like you wake her up, you just, like bump her, like, oh, hey, were you asleep? So, and if that doesn't work, I am a bed ninja. So what you do, guys, you take your toenails and you just scrape them on her leg like, oh, did I cut you? I'm so sorry. Did that wake you up? So all night long, man, I'm bumping her and I'm trying to cut her leg open with my toenails. She's out sleeping with the blessing of God. Meanwhile, I'm up all night. Oh my gosh, I can't take it. So she wakes up in the morning, well rested. I said, I got to tell you something. She's like, what? I was like, I lied last night. She's like, I know. I'm like, how do you know? She's like, you liked the pictures. And I said, I'm so sorry. Would you please forgive me? She says, of course. Why didn't you tell me the truth? I said, because I didn't like the truth. That's the truth. I didn't want to tell you that I'm a sinner. A lot of you are in accountability relationships. There's only two questions in accountability. Number one, how did you sin this week? Number two, what did you just lie about how you sinned this week? That's only two questions. Don't ask, did you? Of course they did. Most of us sin the most in accountability. Wasn't me. I didn't poop. I don't know what that smell is. Look, you don't need to cover up. You need to learn to fess up. Okay, the acceptance I'm looking for only happens when I'm exposed. Do you know how I know my wife really loves me? Because she knows me. She didn't leave me, even though I lied. She loves me. You see, grace unlocks intimacy. And here's the thing. So many of you are scared to death to tell God the truth. He already knows the truth. He's just waiting for you to know he knows the truth. The acceptance I'm looking for only happens when I'm exposed. Jesus said, and you will know the truth, and the truth will what? Set you free. This is why everybody needs God. Only God can set you free from lying. Only God can do this. That's why we put our hand on the Bible when we go to court. And by the way, they're trying to change that. Because people don't believe in God anymore. And guess what? We don't believe in the truth either anymore. You see, if you want to be truthful, it requires that you care more about your relationship with God than your reputation with others. You know why we lie? We care about our reputation. You know why we tell the truth? We care about God. Here's the ugly truth about lying. Lying is a relational problem, and Jesus is the only relational answer. Here's why God hates lying. It separates you from you. It separates you from the people you love and the God who sent his son to die for you on the cross. Lying separates people. Lying separates us from ourselves, God, and others. It destroys. Lying destroys. The truth heals. That's why the Bible says love rejoices whenever the truth wins. Jesus told him, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. You know what breaks my heart? A lot of you will lie to the very end about your relationship with God. You tell yourself, I go to Sandals, I serve, I give my time, I give my money, and one day you're gonna stand before God and God's gonna say, depart from me, you sinner, I never knew you. Listen, Jesus didn't die on the cross so you could go to heaven. Jesus died on the cross so you could know him. So you could know him. Tammy and I, we left New York City on Friday, got up early. I was trying to be cool, show her how hip a leader I was, so I Ubered our ride instead of grabbing a cab. So we Uber it, shows up on time. We get out there. They help us into the car. We're taking off. We're on our way to the airport. And as we leave in New York, I'm like, I don't remember a tunnel. But, you know, I'm not going to say anything. And all of a sudden, we come out of the tunnel, and I'm like, I don't remember these buildings. I don't remember this city. And all of a sudden, I realize I have booked an Uber to the wrong airport. This is so sad. But I don't want to tell Tammy that on my own, without any help from her, I just booked an Uber to an airport, which the good news is there's plenty of planes at LaGuardia. The bad news is none of those planes have a seat for us to get on. And so I had to tell her, hey, babe. She's like, what'd you do? I think I booked us an Uber to the wrong airport. And the Uber driver says, where did you want to go? I said, Newark, New Jersey. He says, you're going in the wrong state. LaGuardia is in New York. Newark Airport's in New Jersey. He said, you're going to have to pay me to take you to LaGuardia and then pay me to take you to Newark. You see, here's what nobody tells you about the trust, about the truth. Sometimes it costs you money. But what in the end are you worried about, your bank account or your soul? A lot of you are heading straight for heaven, but you're going to another destination. Today's the day to do a U-turn and start living in the truth. Jesus told him, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. You see, only Jesus can set me free. I need to invite Jesus to take my ugly truth and make it beautiful. John 17:17, make them holy by your truth. Teach them your word, which is truth. This is Jesus' prayer for your life. He wants to teach you how to be real. He wants to teach you how to be truthful. He wants to teach you how to walk in the light. The Apostle Paul writes this letter to the church and he says, don't lie to each other. For you have stripped off your old sinful nature and all its wicked deeds. Put on your new nature to be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and to become like Him. Jesus didn't just die to save your soul. He died to get the world out of you and to put the truth in you. Look, some of you lie every week. This is why in church people love to do Bible studies, because you don't have to tell people the truth about where you're at. You see, if we study information, I can keep playing pretend rather than just being honest. Pharisees knew everything about the Bible and nothing about the truth. Put off your old sinful nature. Stop lying to each other and start telling the truth. Some of you today need to tell the truth with yourself, with someone else, and most importantly, with God. Look, I know it's scary. I know the truth is uncomfortable, and I know sometimes it's ugly. But know this, you'll never live the life you want as long as you're living a lie. In the end, it's only the truth that will set you free. And here's the good news. Jesus will teach you how to tell the truth. If you're not careful, you're going to become a politician. And then we can't be friends. Right? It makes me so sad in our culture. We got all these politicians talking about how the other one lied. Good Lord, help us. Don't be like them. Be different. Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, Lord, we are all liars, but some of us are just really good at it. Holy Spirit, would you just fill this place? Lord, would you just hit us over the head with truth? Some of us need to make a commitment right now, right here, to turn around and change directions. And we need to learn to be honest people, because lies are destroying us. They're hurting our families. They're keeping us from the friendships we want and the life that we need. God, bless us with a spirit of truth. Give us the strength and the wisdom to know what to do and how to do it right now in this moment. Help us to figure out what we need to make right and to whom we need to speak the truth to. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.